With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. The rape trial of Ricardo Robinson concluded Wednesday afternoon with a verdict of not guilty. Here's Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks.
Mr. Robinson had denied raping a woman he was previously involved with in a relationship, maintaining that the sexual encounter was consensual. The seven-member jury began deliberations mid-morning on Wednesday, shortly after Justice Emma Peters completed her summation and legal directions. Less than 2 hours later, jurors returned to the court and acquitted Robinson of the single count of rape. Crown Counsel Emma Rance appeared for the prosecution, while Samson Law represented Mr. Robinson. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
A national hero is honored on Wednesday. Here's CIGTV's Travis Webster.
Flags have been lowered to half-mast across the Cayman Islands to signify the official commencement of the period of mourning for the Honorable Francine Jackson. Mrs. Jackson was honored with an official lying in state at the House of Parliament, where senior government leaders, family, and friends all came to pay their respects. Wreaths were laid at the Women's Monument in Hero Square in recognition of Mrs. Jackson's role in the Cayman Islands' women's suffrage movement and her status as a national hero. The official funeral for the late Honorable Francine E. Jackson takes place this Friday, the 17th of July, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Wesleyan Holiness Church in West Bay. The service will also be live streamed right here on CIG TV cable channels and on the CIG YouTube channel.
A new report says Cayman's booming population is tightly linked to economic growth, but also to housing pressure. Economist Marla Dukaran says Cayman's population has doubled in the past 22 years, reaching more than 90,000 by the end of last year, adding that there's also a shortage of more than 3,000 homes, according to a government-commissioned housing study. In a recent interview with Radio Cayman, Ms. Dukaran said Cayman still depends on just three main pillars.
When I look across the Cayman Islands economy, apart from tourism, financial services, and the government, the state itself, which of course is the largest employer, I can't think of any sector that in and of itself generates as much economic activity. Apart from, again, tourism, financial services, and of course, the state itself is quite big. I can't think of anything else, any other entity or sort of economic driver.
The special report highlights a correlation between government revenue and Cayman's gross domestic product and says, quote, inequality remains elevated. The report also invites Caymanians to share their views in a two-minute anonymous survey. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Thousands of Ukrainians have joined demonstrations against President Zelensky's decision to sack the popular defense minister Mykhailo Fedorov. He was seen as a key figure in the expansion of drone warfare against Russia. The deputy commander of the Air Force has resigned in protest, saying the dismissal would damage the war effort. Hostilities between Iran and the United States have continued, with explosions heard right across Iran. Tehran has been hitting back against US military facilities in Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain. A court in the Italian city of Genoa is due to deliver its verdict in a trial over a bridge collapse that killed 43 people in 2018. Dozens of defendants are accused of manslaughter and falsifying documents. A fire at an orphanage in Algeria has killed at least 11 people and injured many others. Crews have been working to extinguish the blaze in a suburb of Algiers. The United Nations says more than 500 people are feared dead after two shipwrecks off Myanmar's coast. Most of the passengers were ethnic Rohingyas, including some from refugee camps in Bangladesh. The United States has escalated its trade dispute with Brazil by confirming a new 25% tariff on thousands of Brazilian imports. Several major products have been exempted, including coffee, beef, and orange juice. New research has reinforced concerns about the potential health risks from eating ultra-processed food. The study from Canada linked consumption to more than a third of all cardiovascular disease events, such as heart attacks and strokes. A British government minister says FIFA should investigate after Argentine players celebrated their World Cup victory over England with a banner laying claim to the Falkland Islands. Peter Kyle said politics should be kept out of football. FIFA rules prohibit political statements at matches. BBC News.